It's Wednesday, April 8th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Senator Todd Young said Trump's threats against Iran are an effort to bring the conflict to an end. The question over whether Terre Haute Republican Alexandra Wilson can appear on the ballot now heads back to the Indiana Election Commission. And 50 years ago, the Indiana University men's basketball team made college sports history, winning all games in the season and the championship. They are still the last to win it all. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. President Donald Trump posted to social media Tuesday morning, saying, quote, "A whole civilization will die tonight," in comments about Iran. Speaking with reporters in Indiana later that day, U.S. Senator Todd Young said he understands Trump's threats as a pressure strategy. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports.
The president's threats to get Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz have escalated in recent days. Some legal experts suggest his threat to bomb bridges and power plants could amount to war crimes if carried out. But Young says Trump employs that language to bring the conflict to an end.
I believe President Trump is trying to apply maximum leverage, and I hope the Iranians listen.
So far, the president of Iran wrote on social media, he remains, quote, "devoted to giving my life for Iran." Young says that everyone should pray that Iran listens to Trump and backs down. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
The question over whether Terre Haute Republican Alexandra Wilson can appear on the ballot now heads back to the Indiana Election Commission. As Ben Thorpe reports, Wilson is one of two Republican challengers to Senator Greg Good.
Good faces two primary challengers after voting against redistricting last year. President Donald Trump threatened to back a primary challenger for Republicans who didn't support redistricting and has since endorsed Brenda Wilson. Supporters of the Trump-backed primary challenger worried that ballot confusion over which Wilson to vote for could help Greg Good keep his seat. Alexandra Wilson was barely approved to appear on the ballot by the Indiana Election Commission earlier this year. At question was whether she should be disqualified from the ballot for a 2010 criminal charge. Wilson has since had the charge expunged, leading a judge to punt the decision back to the Indiana Election Commission for a final determination. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
50 years ago, the Indiana University men's basketball team made college sports history, winning all games in the season and the championship. They are still the last to win it all. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports those players were honored before the NCAA's men's championship game in Indianapolis.
Under head coach Bob Knight, the 1976 Hoosiers went 32-0, defeating Michigan 86-68 to take home the championship title. For player Kent Benson, it wasn't something that prophetic at the time. But now, 50 years later, he says it was all possible due to teamwork.
When you talk about a team, you talk about being able to bring a group of talented individuals together who use their God-given talents and abilities, and at the same time put aside their own personal agendas for the success of the team, knowing that when the team wins, everybody wins.
At halftime, the team was honored for their accomplishment, with each player or family member receiving a ring. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
And the undefeated legacy continued at IU this year, with the football team going 16-0 and taking the national championship. More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Curtis L. Chrysler, a professor of English at Purdue University Fort Wayne and the current Indiana Poet Laureate. I believe WBOI enriches our local and regional community with vital news and information. It elucidates our government, education, economics, arts, and culture. It presents national and international coverage, enhancing our democracy.
Join Curtis in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save. Here's what to know for today. A freeze in Indiana's child care voucher program is making it harder for foster parents to take in young children. Indiana Governor Mike Braun says a new law gives the state tools to hold utility companies accountable for residents. And Indianapolis City County Councilor Ron Gibson said his home was the target of an overnight shooting incident, and a message against data centers was left behind. That's Who and What for Wednesday, April 8th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Enkenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.